So we are going to be living for... We are going to be living forever. And because of that, we can continue our conversations later. So, if you could please grab your partner, swing him round and round, and then start to make your way to your seats, that would be great. All right. Come on in. Actually, Amber, could you come up here for a sec? Just come on up here. I don't know if you guys know Amber. She's great. She might just need a little bit of encouragement. But Amber came up to me during the break, and she said, "John, I don't know if you know this, but I know all the words to this song that was playing, this rap song." I was like, "Really?" I didn't actually believe her. And then she started mouthing every single word, and I think I freaked out a little bit. So I don't know. Amber, if you do it, Kirsten might even break dance on this floor. I'll break dance too. Maybe not. Okay. Well, I think if you go, Amber might give you a personal concert if you want one. If you go up to her later. I don't know. She'll take autographs as well. I'll give you autographs. So, everyone, I am incredibly, incredibly happy because, you know, it's really funny how God works. This is our first week. We're starting a series on the blessed life, talking about how we can live under God's blessing. What does it take? What does it require? What is blessing anyway? That sounds kind of archaic. What are we talking about? And I just think it's just like God that we're just about to start a series on being blessed, and all of a sudden, oh, look, we have a building. What the heck? So I'm quite excited. I think it's good. So for the next, I think, 5 to 6 weeks, we're going to be doing a series on living a blessed life, because I found that in my experiences, in my relationships with youth and with young adults, a lot of them are like, well, why do we need God's blessing? How can we live under it? I don't understand. And I think if we understand it now, if we start to learn how to live as God has asked us to, then the rest of our lives will, it's like the floodgates of heaven will just open up. It's like God's blessings will relentlessly pursue us all the days of our life. And I think, I don't know about you, but I would like to be blessed by God. I want to live a life that's worthy of his blessing. I want to live a life where that pleases him and that causes him to bless me. And there are things that we can do, how we can live in response to the greatness he's called us to in order to help facilitate that. And so that's what we're going to be covering. So, let's pray. And then we'll begin. Is that cool? Yeah. Cool. All right. That's good. I like audience participation. Talk back. Okay. So Lord, we're so humbled by you. Lord, we're so humbled by your grace. We're so humbled by the love that you have given to us, God. We know we're totally not worth it. And yet, Lord, you have chosen to love us. And so, Lord, we choose tonight to stop trying everything. Lord, we choose whatever's going on in our lives, whatever's happening, whatever's going on, Lord, we choose to let go of the stress, let go of the anxiety, let go of the trying to do different things, God. And we choose to just be your son, just be your daughter. And we choose to receive your blessing, to receive your love, God. We thank you and we bless you tonight. We love you. Amen. Blessing. What's the opposite of blessing? Someone shout it out.
Curse.
Curses. Really? That sounds almost archaic. That sounds almost like Middle Ages, almost like, oh, that could happen in some third world country. We're going to India at the end of November, which I'm so excited about. And the last time I was in India, you could be driving down the road, and you would just see weird altars all over the place, or weird monuments all over the place. And I turned to our translator and I said, what are these things? And my translator said, oh, it's where people have come to take a nap. Who falls asleep by the side of a highway, I don't know. But apparently people will stop off to like take a nap, and they would have some sort of spiritual experience.